B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to the Other Identity Podcast. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Other Identity. I don't know how heavy this discussion is about to get,
right. But
the subject matter is some pretty heavy stuff. We're talking about death in comics today. Specifically, this particular conversation was spurred on, actually a few weeks ago, on Twitter. So if you aren't yet, you should be following us over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, as well as Robbie underscore LandisCP and Ben J M O R S E, so that you can get in early on conversations like this and maybe even help to influence the show. But we were talking about the death of Barry Allen, mm-hmm. which to you is one of the best stories, best death stories, but both in all of comics.
It's,
you
want
to, you know, kind of give your thoughts there?
To me, it's the best death in comics because of the storytelling, because of the character arc, but mostly because of the scope. To me, we've talked about it on the show before. We did a Crisis episode, we did a Flash mm-hmm. episode, but Barry Allen sacrifices himself against the Anti-Monitor to save the entire multiverse. Basically, every DC character, every DC world, everyone is saved by the fact that Barry Allen chooses to give his life. And this became kind of the defining moment of the character, because in the 80s, I wasn't reading comics in the 80s because I was a kid, but from what I understand, just being somewhat of a comic book historian, Barry Allen had, no pun intended, kind of run his course by 1986, and I know that his series had been canceled. Not a lot of people were as high on Barry as they had been 10, 20 years earlier when he was a very vital character. So to me, the idea of, well, he's not serving us much by being alive, but what a great story to tell with Barry Allen sacrificing himself to save the universe, and then the story that comes next of Wally West becoming the Flash, of all the other Justice League heroes deciding whether or not we're going to accept this new Flash. There was a lot of story potential. So to me, the reason it stands out, there's been many times, believe me, I grew up in the 90s, so I know all about killing off characters for shock value.
Which has been done a lot.
Exactly, and just because. To me, this was different. This is the best thing we can do with this character, is to end his story and use it to spur on different stories. It wasn't, because when they kill off, you know, when Batman dies or when Captain America dies, you know they're coming back because they're still at the height of their popularity. You're just killing them as part of a stunt. But with Barry Allen, and one I know you're going to talk about, I think there was a long-term plan of, all right, this is going to stick for a while, and we're going to get some really good stories out of it.
Yeah, and you see a very similar thing happen when you look at sort of the business side of that when mm-hmm. it comes to the Ultimate Universe. For me, I think one of the best death stories is the death of Spider-Man in the Ultimate Universe when you know, Peter gives his life defending Aunt May
mm-hmm.
and Mary Jane against
Green Goblin.
Yeah. And a few other villains that had also showed up there as well. And, you know, you get to see, A, the effect that it has overall on the entire universe. And to me, the best issue and some of the best panels from that were actually the funeral, like
yeah.
after the death itself. There's a scene where as Aunt May is walking into the funeral home, this little girl over on the, you know, side, you know, where everyone's gathered.
Oh, I love that scene.
Yeah, asks, are you Spider-Man's mom, basically? And she's kind of taken back, doesn't really know what to do. And mm-hmm. she's like, you know, do you make him his pancakes? Because my mom makes me pancakes.
Right.
And the little girl turns, you see that, you know, she has her face is scarred up from a burn, that she was rescued from a fire by Spider-Man. You get the great moment where Captain America goes up to apologize to Aunt May, and she just slaps the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, all of that stuff is so great, and obviously it also made way for Miles Morales mm-hmm. to take over the mantle. Now, I think this is all also a bit different, too, because Marvel has multiple timelines going
right.
on all the time, so Spider-Man and Peter Parker was still around. He was still having amazing story potential out there, and to me, none of that took away from the sacrifice that was made by Ultimate Spider-Man, what it paved the way for, and the emotions that it invoked. So one of the questions that I had for you, and one of the things that I really wanted to discuss here, is you are still of the belief that Barry should have stayed dead.
Right. I am very much of that belief. I will say this. I've softened in recent years just because I think there's been so many good Barry stories, whether in the comics or on the TV show. If Barry had come back and there hadn't have been any good stories to tell, I would have remained very resentful of the fact that I feel like we're being deprived of good stories that could be told with Wally or about Barry's legacy, but we're not getting them because Barry's back. Yeah, I do have a problem. Ultimately, though, if you ask me, do I want Barry Allen dead or alive? The murky thing is with New 52 and Flashpoint and Rebirth and everything, it feels like it's a different story, if that makes sense. Like, it's not that one continuous story that started in the 40s and has been going on till today. So I don't feel as strongly as I did that Barry must be dead, because I feel like this universe, at this point, Barry's been alive more than he's been dead. But there was a time when he came back initially that I was like, well, that really undermines his sacrifice. If he's just able to come back and we're going to see everyone be like, oh, well, you know, and it really lessens the impact of future deaths, too. Because if Barry Allen, who had this epic death and was gone for 20 years, can then come back, then why am I supposed to buy into stories being told about any sort of sacrifice? Because they can all be undone.
I don't think that it's as clear cut as that, though. Because okay. I think obviously it all comes down to how well it's being written.
Right.
I mean it always does. I'm not going to say that on one side or the other that every death should be final or that no death should be final. And what I think I appreciated about Barry, and what I think even very early on, even though he may have been gone for 20 years, what I think the original intent was, and maybe this has been said somewhere, and so you can correct me, right? But you know, he was absorbed into the Speed Force,
right?
Is what we found out, and so he was able to be taken back out of it. And the fact that when he died in the original Crisis, you know, his body we saw sort of withered away and vanished, but his uniform was still in pristine shape and condition. I am of the opinion myself that the idea was always that that's what happened. He was absorbed into Speed Force, that eventually, when and if they wanted to, they could bring him back.
You're not wrong, because Marv Wolfman, who's the writer of Crisis on Infinite Earths, has said multiple times that he left a back door open intentionally for them to be able to bring Barry back. But I think the logistics is not what bothers me. The idea that he could have survived is not what bothers me. What bothers me is the stories, like I said, and the characters that I feel get handicapped by Barry being there. Specifically, the fact that, to me, Wally West was such an interesting and unique story in the sense that no other sidekick had ever graduated to being the full hero, if you know
That's
what I mean.
Fair.
You would see things like Dick Grayson taking over as Batman for a year, but you knew Bruce Wayne was coming back. With Wally, there was a genuine sense that Barry is gone and Wally is the Flash, and no matter how long Wally is the Flash, no matter how many times he's saved the universe, he will always be somewhat in the shadow of Barry Allen, as long as Barry is gone. But then when Barry comes back, it displaces Wally, because now what is Wally? He can't go back to being a sidekick. He can't go back to being Kid Flash. And you see similar problems with characters like Bucky and Sam Wilson over in the Captain America sphere, but it's like, what do you do with Wally West once Barry is back? And that, I admittedly, that is a very myopic view of it. I'm coming at it from, I'm a fan of Wally West. I want him to have good stories. You could argue, and you did pretty eloquently on Twitter, that for the larger DC universe, it might be better for Barry to be back because there's stories to be told there. But
Not just on Barry's side, but even with Wally. You know, you had just said that Wally, obviously, yes, he graduated, you know, to being the Flash. And even in, I think it was the Return of the Flash, when Barry,
Return of Barry
first
Allen.
Came back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it was actually Abra Thawne, spoilers. But, you know, Wally always had this I think the struggle within him of whether or not he was living up to Barry's name, right?
Right.
And I think that Barry coming back was, obviously, yes, it's great for Barry Allen, and it opens up a whole avenue of stories for him now, but I think that that also allowed Wally to truly escape Barry's shadows and really start to accept for himself that I'm the Flash, and I get to be my own Flash. And you brought up, you know, the fact that he's the first sidekick to become the hero, and I think that with Barry coming back, that helped to really cement that in. There is now no longer a question, because even the Flash is saying, you're the Flash now as well. And I believe Titans Annual 1 or 2, great story.
Right, where you've talked about this before.
Yes, they take Superman, or not Superman, I'm sorry, Wonder Woman, Batman, The Flash, and Aquaman, and put them, you know, into a situation with their respective sidekicks. And you see the way that all of them in one way or another look down on their sidekicks, and even on Wally as a quote-unquote sidekick, but it's Barry that's like, you're not. Like, you are The Flash.
Right.
And I just think, for me, and we'll talk about this more in our next segment as well, it's all about consequences, right? It's all about whether someone's dying or whether they're coming back. What story does that lead to? And I think, at least in Barry's case, and in my opinion, I think that we've gotten a lot more out of him, both for him and for those around him, coming back than we did if he were to just have stayed dead.
I do think we've gotten a lot of good stories about him. I think he's been resurging as a character, but I will push back that I think, even though you give a good example of a story where, you know, he tells Wally he's not a sidekick, etc., I think on the whole, in the decade or so since Barry has been back, there has not been a lot of great Wally stories, because as much as in-universe...
You think that's because Wally is back?
Because Barry is back.
I'm sorry, because Barry's back, you think that he's stolen the good Wally stories?
I think that there's not...
In what way does he stop them?
I think that there's not good Wally stories taking place, because a big part of Wally's story is him being unique. If we have another Flash right over here on the other side, he's not as unique. As much as, like, in-universe, Barry can say, yeah, we're equals, if Barry Allen is the star of the Flash ongoing series, and Barry Allen is the Flash in the Justice League, no matter how many times writers have Barry say on panel, yes, Wally, you're my equal, readers and creators are not going to see them as being equals. And that is just my point, is that we've veered off here. This has become less of a death discussion and more of a Flash discussion, which is fine. But just as someone who always loved Wally West, and I'll kick it also to the other thing, is that I have no problem, as much as, you know, I don't love Hal Jordan, I have no problem with him being back, because I don't think he had a great death to begin with. I don't think he had this beautiful send-off that they're undoing. And also, the other thing is, I think we've talked about this on our Green Lantern episode, people have been very good about finding things for Kyle to do, for John to do, for Guy to do, even with Hal as the star of the Green Lantern series. But I do think, with some exceptions, like the Titans story you mentioned, Wally has floundered over the last several years. And at the end of the day, it's a me thing versus a broader thing. In the larger sense, the DC universe is doing fine with Barry Allen as the Flash, and he has great stories across multimedia, and people like yourself who didn't grow up with Wally as the Flash, it doesn't bother you as much, which is totally fine, because I was in the same boat with a lot of characters where I didn't care that some of the characters that people grew up with in the 80s were gone, because I didn't have that investment. But I do think, for people who grew up with Wally, or who got in, not grew up with, but got invested in Wally, it's hard to see Barry as the spotlight Flash and think there's still a place for Wally.
And I get that. And I think that's more, because you're right, you know, even thinking back to Rebirth now, I mean, you know, we see Wally either in Barry's stories, or we see him when we read about Titans.
Yep.
But Wally was basically, even though he is the Flash and he's not a sidekick anymore, he's still been relegated by DC back into a supporting character role. And you know, maybe that's more on DC. You know, they have a great character here, and maybe they just need to have a little bit more confidence in their writers to take Wally and put him into his own story. You know, the same way that Nightwing has his own line of books now, Batgirl has her own line, you know, Wally should get his own line as well.
You don't have to sell me on that. And I'm not and I just to close out the segment, I'm not blaming Barry Allen, because, Robbie, I want to be clear, Barry Allen is a fictional character.
I'm aware.
Thank you. Just want to let you know.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about how it's really kind of the same conversation here, but we're going to take this out of the pages of the comics and talk about the way that deaths have unfolded on screen, be that in TV or in movies, and whether or not there's any difference there. We'll be right back for The Other Identity.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.